you're poor and you get really sick in Idaho, your healthcare options might be very different than, say, if you live in Colorado or Montana. That's because Idaho and Utah opted not to expand Medicaid, the government-funded health program for low-income people. But this November, voters might change that. Amanda Peacher brings us the story of two patients from two states, one covered by the Medicaid expansion and one who isn't.
Donna Scranton doesn't know what's wrong with her.
I've been tested for lupus, HIV, MS.
Scranton has an undiagnosed neurological disorder.
Dystonia.
Several times a day, she loses control over portions of the right side of her body. During one of these episodes, as she calls them, her face droops and her eye closes. Her arm and leg muscles cramp up.
That's everything's my right side. Ankles and legs are more swollen on the right. My face is more swollen on the right.
Her doctors told her the symptoms are a lot like strokes or multiple sclerosis, but she's tested negative for both. It all began about 5 years ago. At the time, Scranton was working with autistic children as a behavioral therapist. Back then, she had health insurance, but doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong. Her condition got so bad that she had to stop working, which meant she lost her health benefits.
All I know is it's a functional neurological disorder, but they can't find the disorder.
Today, Scranton gets about $11.50 a month in disability benefits. She didn't immediately qualify for Medicare in Idaho. There's a wait period of 2 years for that. However, if Idaho voters opt to expand Medicaid this fall, she'd be covered immediately.
I need to be under the care of a neurologist so that they can watch the progression, so that they can treat the progression. So with new technology, there's more and more tests.
Instead, she says she can only afford to see a general practitioner who charges on a sliding scale based on patient income. If she lived somewhere else, things could be different. 34 states opted to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Diane Rowland is with the Kaiser Family Foundation, a nonprofit health policy think tank. She says the expansions helped millions of uninsured people get health care.
There's no one picture of the individuals who could benefit, but the one common characteristic is they're all going to be very low income.
People like Reina Libri from Denver, Colorado. As a graduate student, she was earning a few thousand dollars a year when Colorado expanded its Medicaid program. She became eligible even though she was single.
I had just defended my dissertation.
At the time, she was healthy, but then things changed dramatically.
It was a hit-and-run accident. No one ever stopped. One minute, we're just, you know, driving along, and the next minute I know I'm regaining consciousness, kind of slowly aware that there's an intense pain in my head.
She was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury.
You know, I'm not very functional now on a day-to-day basis, but I would be so much worse off.
Worse off if she hadn't had the Medicaid coverage and the doctors it paid.
I mean, that would just be so much worse if I didn't have medical knowledge behind me this whole journey.
Today, Uliberi's vision is impaired. She gets tired easily, and she has trouble concentrating.
I really can't read comfortably, which is an impossible thing to have if you want to be a professor.
Her Medicaid coverage allows her to get physical therapy and more treatment, and she hopes she'll soon be able to work again. That's a prospect that feels very far away for Donna Scranton in Boise.
I would love to be able to walk again. I would love to be able to use my right arm again.
Her seizure-like episodes have been getting worse. She recently went to the emergency room because she had a muscle attack in her neck that started constricting her throat. That was a new symptom.
The mental anxiety of this is probably the hardest, because when I do get a new symptom, I want to go to the doctor. I want to say, look, now it's doing this.
Scranton says if Idahoans vote to expand Medicaid coverage this fall, the first thing she's going to do is make an appointment with a neurologist. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.